The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's. That's right, I said doctor. Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care about that. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here you go. This is a very thoughtful question. I hope you're ready for it. Very thoughtful question. In your Christian life, have you ever had a dream that impacted you that you knew it was from the Lord? Job 33, verse 15 through 16, teaches us that God communicates with mankind in the night visions, in the dream time. Has God ever impacted you with one of those dreams? Ooh, cool. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, my friends, and my brothers and my sisters, let me tell you what that's like. I just want you to stay with me on this one. When you talk to Jammin' Jacob, that's like a peaceful day and evening with no drama.
Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, my friend. I think that's one of the best things that can happen is you can have a day and an evening with no drama. That's what it's like to talk to you. There's just no drama.
Always. Y'all always want that. Thank you very much.
All right. Now I'm going to finish the intro, and then we have somebody on the line, so I know what's going on. So let's just be aware of that. The second thing I'm going to tell you, so you can call us. And you know you can call us at 972-445-0770. You can also text us. What? Text? Yeah. No, really. So if you're in San Diego right now, it's 11:35. If you're in Denver, it's 12:35. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:35. If you're in Detroit, it's 2:35. You can text us live during the show. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-pro voice coming up right now.
214-210-8483. Wow.
Additionally, you can send an email to David at hemustincrease.org. David, D-A-V-I-D at hemustincrease.org. That can be for anything you want to reach out to us. So it can be a phone call. It can be a text. It can be an email for prayer requests, for praise reports. We'll get into that in a second. But somebody is on the line. We want to give them a chance to reach out. Let's send the person through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Good afternoon, Sergio.
Hello, Sergio, my phenomenal brother. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today. Just absolutely wonderful. Although, I wish it was past Valentine's Day so I can see my wife more. But that's okay.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. I mean, I know this is like the second or third year or fourth. I have no idea how long I've been listening to you. But, yeah, it's almost like an annual tradition for you guys.
Yep.
To endure this, right?
Yep. Every Valentine's Day and every Mother's Day. It's just like, button up. Here we go.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Well, hey, David, I'll be brief like I always am. But I really wanted to give the obligatory almost a week morning session for you and your Lions. I think I'm past my morning session, but I'll be real quick on the sports section. I don't know what's worse, being 27-7 up. No, were they 24-7 up? I think
yeah,
they were, right?
Yeah, they were up huge. It was like 21-24-7. Yeah.
Or being down 27-0 and knowing what your fate was, so We'll leave that for another point. I'll leave that for you to kind of like
thank you, brother.
Think on that.
That's what we need the healing balm for. Thank you.
Yeah. So here's my question, David. Or it's not even a question. It's really just an observation, and I want your opinion on this.
Yep.
So the disclaimer here is that my very first time reading the Bible, I'm now in Exodus, and I'm just it's kind of like a piggyback on my last phone call from a week or 2 weeks ago, where I'm just amazed of how I'm reading scripture where God the Father is speaking, and he's speaking to Moses and Aaron, and it's like I'm like reading a random book where he's just another character, but I have to actually stop and think, this is the creator of the universe speaking these words, and he's just kind of like, he has like feelings. He gives them commands, and when something doesn't happen, he like sends frogs to the world and like something else, and it's just amazing how I'm coming to the conclusion that God the Father has feelings and he gives commands and he talks to people. At least he spoke to Moses and Aaron, and that's my take. And thank you for all you do. Have a great weekend, see what your opinion is.
Okay, you got it. Excellent job, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Sergio asks another excellent question. There's so much here, and there's probably no coincidence, I'll say that right now, that as I was doing my devotions in specifically in Luke chapter 24, you'll find out what this connection is to what Sergio just asked, and then you get a little bit of better grasp on what it means to as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That question was not out of nothing for nothing. There is somebody out there, including, in fact, Sergio, that needs to hear some of the things I'm going to say. It's not because I'm going to say it. It's just because it's what God has to say. And here's the big element here. So what's happening is Sergio is reading, and he's reading through the entire Bible. So he's read through the New Testament. Now he's reading through the Old Testament. We encourage everybody to be in your Bible and reading it. Now, do you have to read it all like in that process? Well, I think you should. I mean, it's, you know, you got to be reading it. You got to be in it every day. And you can't just be reading it for speed. You got to read it to hear. So what's taking place is as Sergio is reading the Word of God, look at what is happening. He's sharing it. So I don't have to say much about that. God is revealing himself to Sergio as Sergio is reading the Word of God, trying to diligently pursue. That is why you hear me bang my head against the wall, tell you every single show, all the time, you got to get your BFN in the book, your big fat nose. And the reason that I say it is because the more you do it, the more you see that God does reveal himself through his word. What's amazing is that people want to hear the voice of God. If you become familiar enough where you know what God sounds like through his word, if he does speak to you, you will know whether or not it's God, because you know how God speaks and how he reveals himself. So as you're going through the process, you get to find out all these amazing things. The first thing that I think that's being destroyed in many people's lives when they engage in the word of God is these false images of God. Like God is this big old man on a rocking chair who's got a whip, and it's like, I'm going to beat these kids silly. You know, it's like that is not the image of God at all. And as you read the word of God, the revelation, the illumination, the insight of God comes to you. It's not a coincidence that the Bible says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Jesus is the word of God. And as you're reading the word of God, the revelation, because remember, Jesus is the mirror, the revelation of God comes and hits you. So what's happening for Sergio is the same thing that I petition every one of you and myself for, to absolutely be in the Word of God for that revelation element. Here's the thing. Jesus is walking on the road to Emmaus with the two disciples, right? It's part of my devotions today. And he's explaining to them the scripture, and they're getting it because Jesus, he didn't let them see who he was, but he's opening their minds and their hearts to what God has to say. That's a gift. And God is saying, hey, it's me. I'm not the way the world portrays me. I'm not what you think in your authority images. I'm not these things that people have associated. This is who I am. And he communicates that by saying, dear human race, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, love God. As you engage in that word, you're breathing in the breath of God. Remember, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God-breathed. And what you're doing is having the breath of God breathe on you, and you're getting better insight as to who God is, drawing closer to him. And just think of this. Anybody who's ever been in any friendship, relationship, any kind of courting, any kind of element whatsoever, and we are the bride of Christ, you get to know the person by hanging out with the person, by talking to the person, and by the person talking to you. So you're praying and you're talking to the Lord and you're reading his word and he's talking to you. Those are the foundations of relationship, and relationship is the basis of getting to know one another. So there's no husband and wife out there that just said, I know everything about you, and then walks away. You draw in closer and closer. You learn more about one another. You begin to appreciate one another. You draw in. Well, that's what's taking place when you're reading the Word of God. You're getting to know God. And of all the things that you think you need to do in this planet, and I will say this without any reservation, if you think your first job is to be a parent, you are mistaken. Your first job is to be a son or a daughter of the Most High God. That is priority number one. And if you disagree with that, you disagree with Jesus, who set the bar as high as it could be. In comparison to your relationships with anybody and everybody else, it's the difference between hating and loving. It's that high of a difference. The reason he spoke that way is so that we would understand how intense he views this. What the Lord wants from us is us. Don't you get it? He doesn't want you. You just, like, people are like, well, that church just wants my money. Keep your money. Do you think God needs your money? What he wants is your heart. He wants you. And he's made the provision for you to spend eternity with him. And as Sergio's reading that word and it's becoming more and more a part of who he is, and he's getting it, and God's going, looky here, looky here. Oh, my goodness, God speaks to me. Oh, my gosh, God has feelings. Oh, my gosh, he gets mad about this. He gets happy about this. It's like, yeah. Now you're getting to know him. And you need to know him. So you'll hear, and I have zero reservation on this. Look, Christianity is a living relationship with the living God. Let me say it again. Christianity is a living relationship with the living God, made possible through the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And that process that he's going through, he'll testify, come on the show and testify. I haven't sent him anything to read. I haven't told him what to ask. I haven't told him. It's him and the Lord. And he's growing in that. That's what you want. You want to draw closer to the Lord. You want that engagement. And as he's doing it, he's finding out, hey, you know, these images I've had of God, they're wrong. Yeah, of course they are. Because most of the time, the images we have of God are worldly. They're either from Hollywood or from authority figures or from churches that are like, Not all churches are bad, but not all churches are good. Let's just be honest. So in that process, we get it and we go, whoa. And so every one of you out there who can hear my voice, and everybody's in a different place in this. I understand that. But there is no excuse. Zero. I mean, zero. For anybody to not be drawing closer to the Lord. And the more you draw closer to the Lord and he speaks into your life, the more you will reflect him. The more you reflect him, not only do you honor him, but you take the position in your life that you're supposed to. So if you're a wife and you draw in closer through the Lord, you will be a better wife. If you're a husband, you'll be a better husband, a better daughter, a better son, a better grandparent, a better, you know, grandma, granddad. Doesn't matter. Better sibling. You'll be a better human person, a better human being in every arena, the more you have the Creator flowing through you. You don't have to, you know, here's my list. I've got to do this, 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 and this. Here, I'll make it really easy. Spend an awful amount of time, which is my way of saying a lot of time. Spend it in the presence of the Lord, both reading his word and praying and communing with him, and everything else you're looking to become and be will take place under God's direction. Wouldn't you rather have God working it with you than you trying to do it on your own? What is that Jesus said? You can do nothing apart from me. Wow, right? Okay. Once again. Not even close, right? Not even close to what I was planning on doing. I just want to thank the Lord for that right there. Excellent question, Sergio. I hope that was somewhat helpful for you. But God is making himself known. He's revealing himself to you, and he doesn't reveal himself for people that don't pursue him. You're pursuing him, and God is saying, here I am, Sergio. Learn of me. Isn't that awesome? Oh, my goodness. All right, so now we'll take a deep breath. Try to redirect wherever we're going to go. Who knows where we're going, but we will do our first trivia question. And here you go. For the birthright, what did Jacob pay Esau? Is it bread and stew of lentils, milk and honey, or milk and fruit? So Genesis 25:34 is very specific to that reference. The birthright, what did Jacob pay Esau? He did pay. Bread and stew, milk and honey, milk and fruit. Genesis 25:34. Okay? So it's a stew of lentils. So either way, anything you say on there is going to be okie dokie. So in that, if you want to reach out to us, 972-445-0770. That's the number you call. So you can't call the text number because that's only for texting. So 972-445-0770 is the number you call for that. 214-210-8483. That's the text. 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website because that's what we do. So because we send you up to the website, that's why. Lots of incredible stuff on the website. So all I'm going to say, please look under ministry when you go on the website, and then under books. You'll find out what I'm working on. I'm working on 3 new projects. Wow, I got one that I'm almost done with, so I won't even talk about that. So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is also on the website, it's a place to give. And why is that important? Because we don't do the ministry without the giving. So I'm going to send you a whistle. No, I'm not. I'm going to send you a donut. No, I'm not. I'm going to send you an anointed book called the Bible. It's already anointed. It doesn't need my anointing. It's got God's anointing on it. I'm not going to send you anything but a receipt at the end of the year, and you can help further the ministry. It's the best we can do. And when you're giving, give it unto the Lord. Not unto people, not to me, not to this ministry, to God. And make it count. Don't let it be the last $5. I always make it the first $5. Deuteronomy chapter 15, 10, give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hands. Check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm sorry. I think that's hilarious. I don't care. That is exactly what I want to say for what I just said. That is exactly it. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? That is exactly what I want to say about what I just talked about. That is my commentary on what I just shared.
Don't you just think that every day when you're talking to someone?
It's so bizarre. Yes, unfortunately. I do. All right, back to the trivia question, and then we'll jet in. Our time, we're just, it's all over the place. What was the payment that Jacob made to Esau for the birthright? Was it bread and stew of lentils? Was it milk and honey, or was it milk and fruit? Your answer, of course, is Genesis 25:34. So if you want to reach out to us, you can. Obviously, we're going to get about 2 minutes in on teaching. If you do call, you got to be quick. That's all I'm going to say. Even if you have a prayer request, just be quick. Don't forget, you can also get the book, the Michael Youssef book, How to Read the Bible for As If Your Life Depended on It. Okay, How to Read the Bible for As If Your Life Depended on It. We're giving it away free. 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I will do this one verse because it is worth asking or bringing up. And we are in James chapter 4, and I'm only going to get through verse 1, and I'm not even getting through the whole verse, so there's no point in freaking out about it. Here's what it says. What causes conflicts and quarrels among you? Do they not come from the passions at war within you? You want to know what some of those conflicts are inside of you? You. It's not me. I'm not. It's you. So James 4:1 starts off by asking, okay, what causes these conflicts? What causes these quarrels among you? It does not say we will never have them. Hello? Hello, McFly? Hello? It does not say we'll never have the conflicts. James is stating that as a matter of fact. What's causing these conflicts? Hey, there's conflicts. As Christians, we are saved. Stop thinking you're not saved. You're saved. But you're still growing, and I'm still growing in the sanctification process, reflecting Jesus Christ more and more. So what does that mean? Whether it's theological or practical, it doesn't matter. God is making you look like Jesus more and more. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? That means that he's getting rid of the stuff that's inside of you that's not like Jesus. And that's a big part of what's going on inside of us. And so what does he say? He says, look, what causes the conflicts and quarrels among you? Don't they come from the passions at war within you? It's the stuff inside of you. You're like, wait. The stuff inside of me, I'm a new creature. Yeah, and when you walk in the new you, it's phenomenal. But you're not always walking in the new you, and that's where the conflict comes from. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature, right? A new creation. Hey, guess what? Sometimes you're not walking in Christ. You know that. Don't be dishonest. Just be honest. Positionally, phenomenal. Never an issue. Practically, well, I would just say when I get on the freeway and somebody cuts me off, I am not always operating in the new me. That's all I'm saying. Even worse, if somebody cuts you off and hits their brakes and there's nobody in front of them, right? It's like, right? James says the conflicts come from the passions that are inside of us. He helps us understand these are from our old nature, the carnal nature, which is positionally crucified, but practically it's being eradicated step by step as God makes you look more and more like Jesus. So your position is solid. Now God has declared you that way. Now he's going to make you look that way. And that's one step at a time, or as I personally love to say, one smack in the head by a 2x4 at a time, which is kind of how I look at it, which is why my head is so dented. Here's what I'm trying to say to you. It's inside us. And we have the authority and the power to overcome. It's just that some of us make the decision not to. And that's what James is addressing. And so when we get into it next week, he's going to tag it down. He's not playing around. It's like, look, you're not doing this. You need to be doing this. This is what I need you to do. It's like, whoa, right. We all need to recognize, hey, positionally, I am saved, not a problem. Practically, I'm still trying to reflect Jesus Christ. And God is not going to stop working on you because we can be confident of this one thing, Philippians 1:6, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ. So that part keeps going. In regards to the trivia question, the answer is, what do you pay for the birthright? Bread and stew of lentils, milk and honey, milk and fruit. The answer is bread and stew of lentils. There you go. Making it simple as we can do. If you are in San Diego, Denver, or Detroit, hang out by list going to hemusincrease.org. If you're in Dallas, hang out to short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon experience?
So you know what David did? He asked God again. And how did God answer? He answered him. God didn't go, oh, you asked me twice. Strike you with lightning. Strike you with lightning. It's like, that's not how this works. So the scripture says in 1 Samuel 23:4, go check out your Bible. Once again, David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him. It's like, go do your thing. Go. It's okay to inquire more than once, even if there's an answer that you've got, because sometimes we look for reassurance and clarity and for comfort and from eliminating hearing mistakes. We're not trying to irritate God. We're not trying to fight against his will. We're not trying to be disobedient. The Lord knows that. See, I think what happens is we'll do something, it'll be sincere action, then somebody else may hear about it, or you mention somebody, and the way they interpret it is different than the way God interprets it. When I come before the Lord, and he says, go do this, and I come before the Lord again and do one of those, are you sure? You know, kind of thing. That's not me trying to be bad. And this is the same kind of thing that happens when you get into the people that one group in Christianity is like, you know, you can't ask for signs at all because it shows that you either have no faith or you don't believe Jesus is Messiah. Well, first of all, that's not true because God gave signs all the way from Genesis to Revelation. So that's just silly. The other part of that is people asking for signs like Gideon were just like going, okay, I'm just trying not to mess this up. Right? What Jesus rebuked was the people asking for a sign to prove he was the Messiah. That's substantially different than asking God, I just need to know I'm not doing this dumb. Right? I mean, and that's why what we do is we kind of pour into these rules and these reasonings, and it's like, you know what? Don't do that. Come before the Lord, be yourself. You know, you don't have to, you don't have to posture before God. He already knows. It's like, you know, I just want you to know I'm not going to look up right now. Now, if you really feel that way, that's fair. But don't do that because you're trying to impress God, because he knows you're trying to impress him. So then don't do that. Just tell him what's going on. Share your heart. Share your feelings. One of the things that I see about prayer, and this is a true statement. Some people say, well, people pray to get things changed. It's maybe better to say that we pray so that God changes us. That might be more accurate, so that we get into a surrender or a yielded position. It's not that you can't have faith, not that you can't pray, but what I'm talking about is coming and yielding and going, I'm just trying to get the clarity. I want to know what I'm doing is what you want to do. I think it's a very important element for people who are seeking wisdom just to be as earnest and honest as possible. If the Lord grants you a sign, the bigger problem about that is most of the time, like for Israel, they didn't believe it anyway.